The Adani mine was the day's other big news story. It's been years of protest and debate, but that mine in central Queensland, it's got the last political go-ahead to start construction. The state government in Queensland has approved a final permit on groundwater management. As the state's Environment Minister Leanne Enoch told Parliament earlier...
Let me be very clear for the benefit of the House and the community. That the regulator's assessment of the impact of the project on the springs has been comprehensive and based on the best available science. The regulator received specific additional advice from CSIRO and Geoscience Australia on this matter.
Now, one of the groups that's welcomed this news is the Chamber of Commerce and Industry Queensland. Its spokesman is Dan Petrie, who joins us now. Dan, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan. A very good evening to you.
This has been a long haul. Today's news, what does that promise the region and more broadly the state of Queensland?
Well, look, it obviously being contentious, but you know, in simple terms, really, what we're seeing is like an end to uncertainty, which is certainly welcome. Now, the simple fact is for Townsville and Mackay, now Townsville especially, there's 12,000 businesses within that region which have not been performing well in terms of business confidence levels and in terms of actual incoming investment. So obviously the flow on an economic modelling which we've done, you know, would suggest that that the construction phase alone will certainly be a net positive for the region. Of course, you know, obviously we want to see more projects, but of course, you know, the environmental concerns are certainly something we've also been very concerned about, because we also represent people in tourism and agriculture. And so it's not just this proposition, which is just like in the business community, this is all great. We need to ensure that we strike the right balance.
Is it slightly sort of paradoxical that the environmental concerns, while they go to black-throated finches and groundwater, don't actually include the possible harm done to the world of digging up a whole lot of coal?
Well, I mean, there's two parts to it. Obviously, the thermal coal output out of Queensland accounts for about 20% of the state's exports in terms of coal. It's a high quality, low sulfur product, and of course I understand. And I, like, just for the benefit of listeners, I used to be a coal, you know, an editor for Bloomberg, so I can I can talk quite knowledgeably about it. But coal has a part to play in the transition process in the energy mix. And really, if you're going to go down the path of transitions, which is happening already and with significant investment, including through the Adani Group, coal still has a big part to play in terms of that transition, particularly over the next two decades. Now, there's a lot of information, a lot of analysis done about the construction of new coal plants. They're primarily happening in China and India, and happening, you know, in terms of better technology, better resource, lower burn, lower emissions. But of course, you know, like, you can't deny that, you know, it's topical. You can't deny that, you know, the last decade we've seen is certainly been vexed. Mm. But the simple fact is that the product coming out of the Galilee is a high quality product. And, you know, for the wider context, it's certainly, I'd certainly take your point, but for the wider context, it plays a part in the transition. And that's not me being cute or clever. I'm simply highlighting that's the quality of the product we're talking about.
The project over that long haul has been scaled down somewhat. Is this approval now? Is this the beginning of perhaps a bargaining process around recovering some of the scale of the Adani project?
Well, in terms of actual cost, in terms of what it was originally slated for, $16.5 billion, there were loans being sought from government authorities, but it's actually now like the Adani Group have said that, you know, they estimate the cost at about $2 billion. They're going to self-fund that. I can't imagine the group would have too much trouble tapping, you know, the financial markets for that money in terms of the rate of return. But there's certainly, for example, it's a case of now that they've got it effectively over the line, you can now start going down the path of looking at, you know, remember, Adani owns one of the, you know, has a major shareholding in one of Queensland's ports. Mm. And so that also plays into it. So there is effectively now that the approvals and the kind of the public theatre's gone, like the actual process will now move behind between the dealings between the resources departments within government and basically progressing that project so that there is a longer term benefit to it. But like by and large, you'd have to say the optics of it have certainly not been business friendly, and certainly from a sovereign point of view of investing in Australia, the headlines have not been great. But by and large, in terms of the business confidence factor, that's certainly something we welcome.
Adani is one player in this. There are, of course, leases adjoining the Adani operation that must be looking on this news with a sense of encouragement as well. Do you expect this to be the first of a number of large mining operations in the Galilee Basin?
Well, yeah, Jonathan, before I came on tonight, I had to kind of go back and look at, you know, cost per metric ton and the actual global prices. And so this actually, the thermal coal market is not, I would say, in rude health. So I have seen the criticism this is kind of going to open the floodgates. But I, as a former analyst, I can't see that being happening. But I would say, like, in terms of the quality of coal there, you'll most certainly see interest in terms of developing further sites there. But I don't think it's going to be anywhere near the quantum, you know, of, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 mega mines, which has been a fear, simply for the fact that the global thermal coal market is like the pricing generally is subdued. Adani actually has an end customer in terms of its own, port of destination, India. And India is like one of the largest takers of Australian thermal coal.
So that, you think, that end customer, that sort of sealed loop in the Adani operation, that insulates it from those issues that many have raised about the precarious nature of the economics around this venture?
Well, there's certainly an element to that. Now, you know, like mining in its most brutal form, you know, is basically extraction at the lowest possible price, achieving maximum yield on the market. Now, those market prices, which people often talk about, they're really just indicators of what people are prepared to pay for coal at the time. A lot of these things are locked in terms of contract. The fact that Adani has been able to, you know, guarantee an end customer has certainly been, you know, what would be a net positive for that project. So that certainly has been an added factor and a more lucrative factor in terms of assessing the project. But in terms of, you know, groups going in and developing a mine and then trying to sell that thermal coal, it either sits in ports in Southeast Asia or across, you know, in China. Now, China only up in 2009 was a net exporter of thermal coal. So, you know, these dynamics have to be assessed. And so the lifespan of these things, you know, like, is there a long ongoing customer? Basically, that the short answer is that's a wait and see. But I putting my previous hat on, I can't see a kind of mega mine after mine after mine being pursued.
And what do you think, just in a final question, Dan, is a coherent, a reasonable estimate of the jobs that Adani will create, both directly and indirectly?
I think the 1,500 figure is actually quite fair in terms of mining. Like, mining projects are big in terms of their economic, you know, wow factor, particularly in the construction phase. Now, we saw that in 2011. And Jonathan, I do remember, you know, like, I remember you talking a lot about covering that mining tax issue. But during that time, the actual resources projects that were being constructed were quite extraordinary. And that's where the economic, you know, benefit is in that construction phase. So that's certainly going to be a very strong positive, and they'll have a certain multiplier effect to that. But again, like, once the overall, you know, the project's up and running, you know, like, you would expect some moderation in those numbers, you know, like, you know, upwards of 700 to 800 in terms of delivery. And of course, it'll then be a logistics, you know, supply chain, you know, employment effect and the procurement that goes into that.
Dan, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dan Petrie is a spokesman for the Chamber of Commerce and Industry Queensland.